Sarah contacted the programme a few days ago. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Vinny.
Now, this is about something completely different. What is it you want to talk about this morning?
Well, rather mundane, I'm afraid, compared to your previous subject. However, I would like to discuss about the current Sydenham bypass, Belfast A2 Bangor Road. Flooding at the moment with the rain, intense rain we've had recently, is really quite severe. And this is all down to the weeding that has not been done on the grass verges and the central reservations. It's very concerning. It has not been done for the past 2 years.
So what's happening, Sarah? This is a combination of the grass verges being high, so difficult when you're trying to pull out and see where you're going, and then the gullies, you know, the drains filling up so that there's big pools of water.
Yes, the gullies have silted up and the weeds are growing quite intensely. You're driving up the Sydenham Bypass on the outside lane, 50 miles an hour, some people doing 60, and the spray is then hitting the cars on the outside lane of the Bangorbound traffic. This is immediately, as you're driving 50 miles an hour down Bangorbound traffic, you're being hit by this spray, which instantly blinds you. Trying to drive on the inside lane can be just as bad because there's puddles of water which instantly affects your car as you're driving. Your steering wheel feels it's being pushed.
We've heard this, Sarah, over the past couple of years in terms of budget issues, and they're trying to, you know, put money into, say, for example, education or health, and sometimes things like grass verges, they suffer, they don't get done as often. There's maybe only one cut per year, where in previous years there would have been multiple. So how do you find the money for this?
Well, this is exactly. I agree that, yes, the budget has been cut and it is unfortunate. But the problem is that the longer it is left, the more intense the weeds are. It's affecting the pathways and it is actually even coming through the tarmac. The longer they leave it, the more money is going to have to be spent with actually trying to cut the weeds as it's been left for so long.
We can compare this, Sarah, as well to the likes of potholes, because I was talking actually to the minister responsible for this last week, Chris Hazard, and he explained that there had been a bit of a cash injection into his department, but when we boiled it all down, although there was extra money, the extent of the potholes around Northern Ireland mean that we basically need even more. So we're trying to, it's like a stick and plaster to try and fix a bigger problem.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
You've been to the department about this yourself. What did you say to them?
I have the section office for Belfast South. I have been emailing them and they did come back to me. I was rather disappointed by their last email to me indicating that they were intending to weed and the gullies to be cleaned overnight on the 31st of August. But adding to it, considering that if the finances and resources permit.
There were no promises there, Sarah?
Absolutely not.
So how did you feel about that?
Well, very disappointed, because I thought, well, they will do it, because they did cut the grass once. They said they would cut it and they did cut it. But this is not a commitment at all. And it's quite worrying. It's a dangerous road. Everyone knows this.
True, and I guess you can pick up a certain speed on certain roads, but you know, you've got to give them a bit of slack, have we not? If they're basically saying if the resources are available, like what do they do if they don't have the money, if the finances are not there?
Unfortunately, they would have to find that you cannot leave these roads. This road is so dangerous. You cannot leave it as it stands at the moment. It's just too dangerous. And what's going to happen if someone is badly injured or killed on the road, and then they turn around and said it was as a result of flooding on the road because the weeding wasn't done.
Sarah, they said to you it would be possibly August, is that right?
31st of August.
Well, we did go to them, and Transport NI have come back to us and said they have plans to carry out, now this is as a result, I think, of you getting in touch with us, they have plans to carry out gully emptying, grass cutting and weed control on the Sydenham Bypass this weekend. Work will start late on Saturday evening into Sunday morning, so 30th and 31st. So there you go.
They've listened
to you and they've decided they're going to do it.
Well, isn't that excellent?
They also go on to say that they make every effort to maintain public safety through effective maintenance of roads, activities, surface water, etc. Surface water can sometimes develop on roads for short durations. We've got the rain, like the rain this morning was shocking. You get such a heavy rainfall. They go on to say in such situations, Transport NI would advise all motorists to slow down, drive with due care and attention, and be careful, watch what you're doing, etc, etc. So they are aware that this is, but I go back to the fact, Sarah, that they've decided now, you've got in touch, you've rattled their cage and they're going to sort this for you at the weekend. But, you know, everything comes down to money and, you know, what's available to them, what they can do with what they've got.
Yes, exactly. But I'm glad to see the road. This road was always maintained extremely well. The workmen that go out onto those roads, it is a dangerous job even for them on those roads when there's traffic. They do an excellent job, and it was always maintained excellently. And it was just so disappointing to see last year and this year how bad it had gotten. Just couldn't believe it. You're looking at your source and we're turning into a third world country here with weeds. It just never seems so bad.
Some people might say that's a bit extreme. But Sarah, I can kind of tell you're the type of lady that is not to be crossed. But thank you very much for getting in touch with us. There you go. This weekend, Sydenham Bypass Day, will be down cutting the weeds, sorting out the gullies and getting it all looking a bit better for Sarah and the rest of you.